Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Tom Downey is a vet in Kilkenny. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And I know, among other things, but you want to just remind people it is Halloween. Pets are to be kept indoors tonight, preferably, isn't it?
Yes, it is amazing how frightened and scared and frightened the living daylights really out of animals are these noises, and they don't know where they're coming from. And they need to be kept indoors, and they often like, you know, they like human contact, they like security. And then, you know, I mean, the quieter the place is for them, the better. And if that doesn't work, which they can hear things that we don't hear and feel vibrations, you know, there's various medications and things that are available, including pheromones that have a quietening effect on them. So it for some animals, most animals just being indoors is enough. But for many dogs, it is a terrifying experience, the fireworks.
So even be careful when you do open your door for trick-or-treaters. If you have got a domestic pet, be careful that they don't bolt out, because with the strange noises and all the excitement tonight, they could head off.
Yeah.
Okay, good warning, Tom. Now, you said pets need human contact. You have a lot of human contact, even though your work is with animals. But
yes,
you say the human contact is not always productive in terms of being paid.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I wouldn't like to make a big issue out of it, but in any small business in this country, I mean, it is a well-known fact, and I'm sure people have alluded to it before, that there is a percentage of people that don't pay irrespective and take advantage of a system and situations, you know? And what happens is that percentage, even though it could be 5% or whatever of a business, and in some businesses it could be 10%, mm-hmm. It's like shoplifting within a shop or whatever. That's the profit for a small business, you know, and at the end of a year it can be a huge amount of money, because it is taken out of your profit and your taxable income.
Have you anyway? And I know you're in a slightly unusual position, Tom, because I presume you never turn away an animal.
And it's
a sick animal.
No, you can't really turn away
okay.
an animal. I mean, it's written into the code there, really, that you always
okay.
do it. The animal comes first.
And I also presume that if a very unwell animal is brought into you, you don't stand there interrogating the owner and saying, will you have enough money to pay for this serious illness? You go ahead and start working on the animal to save it.
No, yeah, you're kind of paint the options for people now. Sometimes, irrespective of money, money may not be enough to save an animal, but occasionally people will let you go ahead and do what is necessary to save an animal, knowing themselves that they probably don't have the funds for it. Now, at the time, and that, you know, people do intend maybe, you know, paying as they go along or that. But, you know, if the animal dies, you really have very little recourse. Now, the vast majority of Irish people are honest, and we know that. You had it a bit before there on the honesty box things, and we know the majority of people are honest. But it's just that there is a percentage there that do take advantage or whatever, or are unrealistic.
Have you any way of retrieving the money that you're owed, that you've legitimately expended, either in your time or in medication or equipment or facilities?
In this country, you can take people to court, but that's only an order against the people. But I don't think that has any great clout. I know I worked in other countries. Sometimes it can be stopped out of people's wages and that, but that system doesn't exist here now. And I'm not so sure I'd want to go down that route. Basically, I would hope, just by highlighting it, that, you know, let people know that that problem does exist, and that if we could just make our nation a more honest nation, you know, because no matter what system it is, you know, people will take advantage of it or abuse the system. And initially, I think I would have texted you about why I thought Irish Water maybe wanted the PRRS numbers, and it was possibly with that in mind, that people can't run up bills and then move on and open up a new account at a different address, and that there's no connection between A and B, that it may give them a way of combating people who are going to abuse the system. And there is a percentage of people, but thankfully most Irish people are pretty honest, but we, you know, the percentage that aren't, for any small business at the end of the year is a significant part of their turnover, because it's really their profit.
But I just wonder, like, we have experience, I'm thinking of the human medical area. For example, in the States, they don't seem to have any qualms about saying to somebody, regardless of the state they're in, by the way, do you have health insurance? Are we more trusting, are we, and more humane, maybe, even when it comes to animals? Have you ever said to someone who came in with a sick animal, by the way, this is going to be extraordinarily expensive, do you have the money to pay for it?
Yeah, well, we would tell people if we thought something was going to be expensive, and so the majority of people would be realistic and would know whether or not they had the funds. But let's say if you had one person a week, you know what I mean, who reneged on a payment over a year, that amounts to being 52 people, you know. And even them taking people to court, like supposing you had a bill of 500 or 600 euros, and an awful lot of them, you see, a lot of them are small bills and they're not worth chasing, you know. They're 100 euros
they're
up to 200 euros,
to
you know. So, like, it wouldn't be worth chasing. But if you had 500 or 600 euros, even then, if you were to take someone to court, you don't know what members of their family or other people are actually clients of yours. And, you know, you're going to alienate a whole... You'd probably lose more than you gain by doing that.
Okay. By the way, Tom, do you pay, given your commercial premises, do you pay commercial water rates?
We do, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yes.
And when you are paying your commercial water rates, you have to give your PPS number?
I wasn't aware of it now. To be honest, I haven't checked that out. As far as because we paid to the local county council up until now, as far as I know, they wouldn't have had our PPS number. We pay rates and we pay water rates.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, the argument people saying, well, the ESB don't look for our PPS number.
I'd say, you know, I mean, okay, they spend so much on consultants and that, and this was probably one of the things maybe they were advised to do. To cut down on the expenses of collecting money, because collecting money can be expensive.
Okay, and maybe to make your raise your earlier, maybe it was a preventative measure to try and remind people, if you don't pay us, remember we have your PPS number.
Yeah, quite possibly.
Okay, Tom, I hope you're not too busy tomorrow. After the Halloween that's in it tonight. So thanks indeed. It's Tom Downey, a vet in Kilkenny, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.